When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Set up this extra point.
It's time for the Extra Point with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
Can you please give a brief scenario of how the Bears can win against the reviled Green Bay Packers on Sunday afternoon over at Soldier Field? And then please make an official selection with the score, please. Will there be a coach fired or a player cut after this one?
Well, I don't think that will happen this week, although stay tuned. This is the Bears. And this is shaping up to be one of those seasons, loud and not so proud. And Sunday, the Bears do have an avenue to success. They have a way that they could beat the Packers. You protect the football, you take a shot down the field, you isolate a mismatch and you exploit that, and DJ Moore is celebrating in the end zone, and you run the football, control the clock, and your defense creates a takeaway and forces Jordan Love to throw them the football. That's the way you want to win. And frankly, that's the way you can win. I just don't think they will. I think there's been a lot of conversation. This is shaping up to be one of those seasons where it is all talk and no action. It's a lot of talk. And the action has not been there to back it up. So I think the offense will function more efficiently. Caleb Williams will take a step forward. The running game might even be capable, but I just don't think that ultimately they're going to be able to convert in the red zone and be an offense that scores more than the Packers. And the Packers defense, hate to say this midway through the season, the Packers defense is going to be the best one on the field Sunday. And they're going to get a takeaway that matters, and they're going to win 27-23.
Oh, David. I hope you're not right, but you probably are, because I have said the Bears are not going to win another game this season. I'll get to the score in a minute. But the way the Bears can win this game, and the only way they can win this game, is by the defense having a pick six. Pick six. Only way the Bears can win this one. I've got the Packers winning 20-13 Sunday at Soldier Field.
Okay, so this is a tough one. I mean, this is not I really want to pick the Bears here because I really liked the point spread earlier in the week, and I really felt like this is one where they could maybe pull a surprise, you know, somehow get themselves together, somehow figure out a way to – but ultimately when I came down to sitting down and looking at the game – yeah, it's funny. Doing the pre and the post with Pat and Olin, you know, I always know that they're going to, like, Olin has never picked the Green Bay Packers. It's one of his things. He's never going to take the Packers. He's going to find a way for the Bears to win, or he's going to pick the Bears and take a loss for himself because he can't bring himself to do it. I think that's a great way to be. I can't operate that way, so I'm going 24-13, Green Bay Packers. I just don't see it. I just think the more you go through it, and they're coming off the bye, they're coming in here. How are the Bears going to score? What are they going to do that they haven't been able to do? Even if they protect the quarterback, I think you're right, Dustin. I think you would need a defensive touchdown, and you might need some weird special teams play.
Devin Hester will be honored on Sunday.
Exactly.
Maybe
he will be honored.
Go
yeah.
deep.
Yeah. But I think it is a real pity that we're sitting here thinking about the Packers winning the 11th straight game against the Bears.
11 straight games.
And I really can't in good conscience come up with a scenario in which the Bears win. You'd have to have like a really bad their running game is better and their defense is better.
It'd have to be fluky.
Right now, it would be fluky.
It would be fluky if the Bears win.
I wish they could do it, and I wish I could pick it, but I'm going with the Packers.
Wow.
And I hate doing that, but, you know, at some point.
There's not a lot of confidence in Chicago in the Bears right now.
You've been watching, right?
Yeah.
They're pretty much in a tailspin.
Well, watching and listening.
There you go.
Because teams that talk as much as the Bears have been talking, and as much as we love them talking because it is good for our conversations as well, be nice to see them back it up every once in a while.